There's a loving in your eyes all the way. If I listen to your lies, would you say I'm a man without conviction? I'm a man who doesn't know how to sell a contradiction.
How's it going, guys? This is Matthew Steffen, president of Imprinsic Marketing Group. Welcome to the world's greatest marketing radio show. That was Boy George singing Karma Chameleon, one of my favorite songs of all time. Not even a big fan of the Culture Club or Boy George. Something about that song just resonates. I don't know what it is. Every time I listen to it, it really just makes me happy. So I'm going to make you happy today, and here's how. I'm going to teach you how to determine the size of your target market. It's very easy, very simple, with just a few bits of information, we can roughly estimate the size of your target market. Let's get started. First, you need to start with two questions. What do you sell, and who do you sell it to? Makes sense, right? Before you need how much pie you need to know how many fat kids you have sitting at the dinner table. So perhaps you sell pie, or rather, forget pie. Perhaps you sell wedding cakes to future brides in New Jersey. So I know New Jersey roughly has 8 million people. I know that. And I can assume the lifespan of each person is about 80 years. That makes sense, right? People generally live to about 84, 76, around the number. There's going to be a little statistical variation, deviation in all these numbers. That's okay. Again, we're estimating. Now, I'll assume that there are roughly the same amount of 80-year-olds in New Jersey that there are 1-year-olds. So then I'll divide 80 by 80 million, and so I'll get 100,000 people in each age group. Now, because we're only dealing with women, who I assume are selecting their wedding cake, I agree men need to help more, we'll divide that number in half, and so you get 50,000 because there are about an equal proportion of men and women living in New Jersey. Now, I'll assume that the women getting married in New Jersey vary in age from about 23 to 34. That sounds about right. So we'll subtract that number, 34 minus 23. You get 11 age groups, essentially, of women getting married in New Jersey. Now, I'll multiply that number by 50,000, and what I'll get is 550,000 women. However, I'm guessing 20% of these women either choose not to get married, become nuns, or pass away. So now I'll multiply that percentage, which is 0.80, by 550,000, and I'll get 450,000 who will be shopping for a wedding cake in New Jersey. Now, unless the population of New Jersey changes dramatically, can reasonably forecast that an identical amount of women will enter this market and exit this market equally each year. So, say you sell 40,000 wedding cakes in New Jersey each year, your market share is approximately of 11%. So, tell me that wasn't fun, huh? You know, if you want to determine the size of your target market, all you really need to start out with is how many people are in a given area, region, etc. For example, how many people are in America? Well, 300 million. So information like that is very, very easy to find, and you're going to need that information area, region, wherever you're working within, have an idea of those general numbers, and then based on that, you can easily calculate the size of your target market. So I hope you had fun. Again, this is Matthew Steffen, the world's greatest marketing radio show, and here to play you out is Boy George from Culture Club singing Karma Chameleon. Take care, guys.